Welcome to Sweeping the Country one more time. My co-host with me today, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey. Boy, I tell you, you know, when it's 120 degrees, is I think that's what it was in Las Vegas the other day.
Yes, yeah, set a record.
I don't even see how cars can drive on the road, you know, well, on an asphalt road anyway.
You saw the, yeah, you're right about that. You saw that motorcyclist that was going through Death Valley, right? There was 130, and the guy, he was with a group, and he got heat exhaustion, and they couldn't get life flight to him because the helicopters won't fly at 100, whatever, 20, yeah. 30 degrees. So he died.
Well, I mean, I had several questions about people's behavior during this. There's a young kid that died somewhere around Phoenix last week.
Yeah.
When it was 118, you know, this kind of temperature.
Yeah.
Who's I see people hiking in Death Valley.
Yeah.
Who's going through Death Valley at 130 degrees on a motorcycle with the reflective heat from the asphalt is
even
actually
hotter.
Higher than 130.
Yeah,
probably
yeah.
140 or 50.
Yeah, who knows?
And
yeah.
You can't breathe that superheated air. I mean, these people, are they just stupid?
I mean, really
just morons? Because it's just, who walks their kid? I mean, who would let their child go hiking in 120 degrees? Who would go hiking in 120 degrees?
I've been racking my brain with that exact same question, and I'm thinking, are they people that want to say, I was hiking in Death Valley when it was 120
yeah,
degrees.
Yeah, that's exactly
that
what they're, yeah.
I mean,
but they're just morons. I mean, yeah, the same people that go, you know, kayaking where there have been sharks all over the place, or people that don't pay any attention to the double red flags.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and catch the undertow down there in Northwest Florida and die.
Same gene pool, yeah.
And then I was reading, and this is the things that I don't understand, and I like her personally, and I thought she's, you know, a very nice, hardworking singer,
yeah.
Carly Pearce.
Yeah.
But she has a song called, that's new, she's putting out, called Truck on Fire. And the gist of the song is, this guy's been bad to her, so we went and got some gasoline and threw it on the truck. The truck's on fire.
Boy.
You should have thought about this before you cheated. I said, really? I mean, I know that this is art.
Yeah.
And are you really meaning you ought to put truck on fire because the boyfriend cheated on you? I mean, the boyfriend cheated on you, so get another boyfriend. Why would you want to go somewhere and be in women's prison for the next 5 years?
Life or maybe the death penalty for that. I mean,
What is the fun thing? I don't understand. And it's a continuing theme,
okay.
You know, of let's go vandalize his truck.
Well,
let's go cut. You know, get the key down the side, which was Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood, yeah.
Are the women today that angry? You know, what happened to I love my boyfriend, my boyfriend's back, and all those kind of things. Did that go out with the steam engine? I guess now it's just, let's burn up my boy's truck.
You cheat on me, you deserve to die.
These guys, if they need to stay away from these vipers, if that's really what it's about.
I saw.
You know, if
you just reminded me, on the way home from work today, I saw a sign. It was at a bar, and it said, don't forget to cut someone off, or don't feel bad if you cut someone off, and it was a quote by Lorena Bobbitt.
Oh. Well, that's the...
Here we go.
That's the Statue of Liberty for this type of thing, yeah. I mean, just don't understand. If a girl's doing something goofy, get rid of her. Get another one.
Yeah.
If the guy's doing something crappy, get rid of him.
Hmm. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it seems to have gotten worse because it was Key the
or
truck.
Or shut up, one or the other.
Right, that's true, too. But
shut up.
It was bash in the headlights and took a Louisville Slugger to his car. This is a little different. Is the dude in the truck or is she just torching the truck?
Yeah, I think she's just torturing the truck.
Still bad.
But either way, Louisville Slugger to the car, same thing.
Yeah, I guess
Why
you're
do
right.
you want to? You're mad. Okay, that's fine. But literally, you're going to go to prison for X number of time for defacing something of that value and ruining it or throwing fire or gas on something. That's even a whole nother thing. But I just don't understand where the art is and what audience they're speaking to.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that all the young or all the girls that are, you know, that I've raised, are they all, you know, hate men? I don't think so. None of mine do that I can find.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, there must be an undercurrent of women that are just so angry. You know, I see the anger and frustration in people, but to show it up in music. Who are these songwriters that sat around all day thinking about how cool it would be to write about a truck on fire?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get the logic. I don't understand.
I mean, a lot of stuff. We are definitely not the target demo on that, but I couldn't tell you who was.
But I don't care who it is. I couldn't tell you who it is. 20 years old.
Yeah.
I mean,
What's the message? Yeah. No, I
is that really what you think? I mean, why don't you go think about, something nicer? Yeah. And if you don't like to run in that league, then go get in another league.
You brought something up.
I don't understand people's frustration of that.
You brought something up and said, why don't you just be nicer? And I was thinking about this on the way home the other day. It seems like just about every day, and I drive every day to the city, right? It's about 20 minutes. And one way or the other, against the commute early, but in the afternoon, I'm in the thick of it, right? And it seems like there's almost an incident every day with someone in a car. Not with me necessarily, but with someone that I'm parked around, or I'm sitting at a light, or somebody doesn't go and they get the horn, or somebody's on their phone and cut somebody off. But I don't know what happened to the nice part of that anymore. Like when you're at a four-way stop and you let somebody go, or somebody's trying to merge and you give them an opening instead of trying to cut them off, just let them go. I mean,
Well, I've got a couple of theories on that one.
Yeah.
Number one, it goes back to the things that I don't understand more things than I understand these days. Mm-hmm. Why some young man, and I never see a woman do this, why some young boy has to get a Honda, like a little dookie car like a Honda, and put these muffler things on them where they're so loud?
I've seen it, yeah.
I mean, it's a piss-willy car, really. And, you're not in some hot car. You're in a Honda, for God's sakes. That's your idea. And it's just noisy and it's loud. If that's the best you can do, that's just pitiful.
Yeah.
And then these guys in the Ram trucks, and it's always the Ram truck. What are they doing? I mean, if you drive a Ram truck, I hope you're not that way.
Jimmy,
but
you're
wrong. Are a lot of people that drive Ram trucks, and it always seems to be them that are like, it's maybe it's raining, and it's raining really hard.
Yeah.
And your winter wipers are really working. And here's some guy in a Ram truck. It's always a Ram truck. Passes me, going twice the speed. I don't see any rain, brr. And just goes, I'm in a Ram truck.
Right.
Now, this is when I'm in a Silverado, or I'm in a F-150 or whatever.
It doesn't matter.
It's the Ram truck guy that's got to go in the speed lane. What is that about? Have you ever seen that? Have you ever
I have noticed that.
And I don't understand it. What is the better Ram truck that makes people drive goofy?
I don't know, but it's the same. There's another thing that happens, and I'll say it's in a Ram too. It's a diesel. We always call it rolling coal. My wife and I will be sitting at a light or something, and then one of these will take off and billow a cloud of smoke, right?
I hate that, but that doesn't happen to me too much anymore.
It happens to me.
I don't see that as much as I used to. But I used to really hate that.
Oh, my God.
But I hate these little Hondas and little dookie cars that got these big muffler. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know what they've done to them.
Well, I'll tell you, you put a muffler like that on a Honda, and it becomes a Lamborghini. You know that. I mean, it's instantly.
Oh, yeah, apparently that must be what they're thinking, that it's a Lamborghini. Sheesh. And then what was the other thing? Oh, yeah, the people, not courteous drivers.
Yeah, where is that? I mean, it's just
a lot of that courteous driver thing was learned in school when you had driver's education.
Ooh, you're right about that.
And I don't know that they do that anymore. And if they don't do that anymore, that answers that a lot. And then you've still got, and you've got a lot of people that are not from this country and who didn't learn to drive here.
That's a good point.
And I definitely think that's some of it, And then some people just have an entitlement, and it transfers everywhere, and including driving.
Yeah, grocery store, doesn't matter.
They can do whatever it is. They can just do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
And I see that. You can't expect courtesy driving anymore.
I don't even get, like, even if I let somebody go, and I try, like,
if
there's merging or something, I don't try to block the lane. I open it up so we can all merge, right? Yeah. And I give a little gap or something. And anytime I do that or anything, and I don't do it for this, but I always wave. If somebody lets me in, I wave and say thank you, whatever. I don't get it anymore.
Well, people like this NASCAR driver, Bubba Wallace.
Yeah.
I put up something about him and Luke Combs a week or two ago.
Yeah.
Their picture. I just didn't think anything about it. Mm-hmm. Man, that generated so much hate.
What was
They
the angle
do not
on?
like Bubba Wallace. They don't like how he drives. They don't like how he's conducted himself as a driver, or at
Well,
least a certain segment of people certainly don't.
there.
And they were giving Luke Combs, says, "Can't you find a better driver? I'm not going to listen to you anymore," and all this kind
Wow.
of stuff
Wow.
because of Bubba Wallace. That was something. I mean, and I
Well,
don't think it's got anything to do with race, or at least I don't want to. I don't want to think.
no, he was the driver. Remember, he was the driver that a while back, it's been a few years, that they found a noose or something on the rope that pulls down the garage door. And then they found out that's just the knot they tie to put the loop in the door. It's on every door of every driver or whatever. So maybe it was that, but there you go with the nice again. People can't hold back. When you go online and you put something like whatever you put, I don't know, but somebody's going to get nasty every time. It doesn't even
Yeah,
matter
there are
what you put.
several issues that people, I don't know, I just didn't realize that there was that much anger about anybody. You
Yeah.
know, I didn't know that was that much emotion about anybody in
Yeah.
NASCAR
Yeah.
anymore,
Wow.
but apparently there is. And then the other thing that gets people, gets them started, and you don't want to get into it, but is the whole anything about the issue of COVID.
Yeah,
There are
there's
so many people that believe that their position is as strong as their belief in God. I mean, that there is no COVID, it was never anything. There is COVID and it came from the Chinese. There, Dr. Fauci is a criminal and he was lying. I mean, I don't honestly to myself, I don't know what to believe anymore about what is truth and false because I've heard so much crap coming from everywhere and not a very good defense coming from anywhere. But I know that my friends, you know, have had COVID recently. It's been around. I mean, it's been in the other part of my house here. It's been, and my friend Ted had it, and he had to go to the to get a CAT scan yesterday.
Oh, jeez.
They determined his lungs had inflammation, and they prescribed him some steroid stuff. But he's having to deal with it. There's a lot of people that have had COVID recently, and it's not just a bad cold. It might be for some people,
Yeah, I
but
think you're
it's
right.
not for everybody. And you can't just speak for everybody. A lot of these people that feel strongly about it politically. And it's mostly been, and I don't understand why it's a Republican or a Democratic issue. I really don't understand that about
I think that
shots, about the disease, about everything. Why is it a Republican or a Democratic
I
issue?
think the politicians made it that way, Jimmy. I think they sculpted it out of the, oh, well, Trump, it's Trump's fault, or Trump didn't come up with the vaccine quick. I'll never take that vaccine. As soon as Trump was gone, Biden's taking the vaccine. Everybody take the vaccine. It's like the politicians politicized. You know what? That's like politicizing something, and I'll just say it, like another disease, right? A malaria or cancer or something. I mean, what? How do you? I don't
Well,
understand that either.
AIDS was
That was
politicized to
somewhat
some
political.
degree.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
But that calmed down and, you
I
know,
think
and
it goes
whatever
back.
needed to be done got done on that. And that kind of the whole subject kind of quieted
Well,
down.
you just said it a minute ago. You don't know what to believe anymore. And I think
I really
that's
don't. I just
that.
know that it's, I know that COVID is real. Now, whether it's, I went and got it and this is me, okay? And this woman, after I did, this woman on the line said, "You know, people are dying of blood clots and da da da." I'm sure they are. I mean, but the people have always died from influenzas. People have always died from the Black Plague and everything else. But if there's a vaccine out there somewhere, I trust the doctors enough. They wouldn't have it out if it was bad for everybody. And so I went ahead and got a booster. Whether it does me any good or not, I don't care.
It's
It, you
it.
know, it might. And I have never had, and I have never had COVID yet.
Yeah, good for you.
So,
That's
and I'm
good.
one of the few people that
Yeah,
I know
yeah.
that have
You're
never
the
had it.
only one I've ever
And
talked
but
to
I've
that.
tried to, you know, I've tried not to get around super spreader stuff. And I try not to, you know, I go to eat out lunch every day and all that
Yeah.
stuff. So I'm around, but I just don't try to do certain things.
Yeah, no, I think that's wise, but I do agree with you. I think, but I think with everybody comes this, I don't know, what do you want to call it, risk reward type thing. And there are enough people that say, hey, I don't want to risk because I don't trust the government. And then there's a bunch of people that say, I'll risk getting COVID. You have both of those sides,
See,
or
that's where
I
things are
don't
just
want
so
to risk
screwed up.
it.
We are so screwed up in this country on this whole political thing.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Medicine should not be politics. Polio any of these things should have nothing to do with politics.
I
I mean, it's
agree.
just,
I would agree with that. And
it's
I would.
just, and if we, and if it's only because we live in a crazy world. I mean, when I was a kid, we all had to take this Cuba sugar and the polio vaccine. We all
Yeah,
lined up to do.
I remember getting a drip
And
on my tongue or something.
polio went away. So
Yeah.
did that work? I'm saying, I guess it did.
I guess it did. I have no reason to not believe, although,
I believe that it went away.
although I see stories and I don't know because I haven't had time, nor will I probably ever have time because I'm so busy doing other things to look into any kind of Bill Gates conspiracy theories with vaccinations, but it's out there. I mean, you can find it about anything. So if you want to get wound up and justify not taking
I
medicine,
don't have
you
time and no
can.
desire.
That's
It's
where
just
I
all that stuff is stupid.
Right.
I mean, it's just dumb. I mean, you got to have something else. If you believe in all that, listen, there are reasons that the presidents of the United States, including President Obama, what I noticed as they go in, plus when they leave, that they're not in great shape with their hair. Their hair
Oh, you
turns gray
guarantee that, yeah.
or, whatever. And Biden here at the end of his term, I mean, does anybody really think he's going to be in better shape a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years from now?
No,
I don't think anybody
come
really
on.
thinks that.
No, I
And
don't.
then the same way with potentially the same way with Trump. I mean, he's in better shape than Biden,
Yeah,
but
I
who's to
would.
say he's not going to be, going, these people are too old to be running for
You
office.
know, that brings me
And
to a good
that should
point.
be, it's 35. What is it, the limit? 35 is the minimum
Yeah,
age.
they should probably
You
make
can
that a
maybe,
little heavier,
they
make that
should have
about.
made 80 as the maximum age that you can run.
Well, why don't they just take the Social Security example and say it's 72? When you can get your max Social Security retirement, that's when you retire. That's it. And that moves
Well,
that.
I was being reasonable, making it 80, but I just think, certainly
Well, I'm just
after
saying,
that should be the
look.
that should definitely be a limit.
There are
80. Now, hip, you can make a case for the other too.
sure.
You
I
know, like the
mean,
airline pilot shouldn't be, can't be a whatever he is. That's young.
yeah.
It's 60. It's something. It's not very old
Yeah, I would
because they
agree.
don't want the chance of you crapping out.
I
Because
would.
the actuarial numbers, they know. These insurance companies
Sure,
know
they
about all
do.
this stuff.
Sure, they do.
I
I
mean,
mean,
you're on definitely borrowed time
yeah,
at 82
no
or
doubt
80.
about it. And I think, too, I mean, you brought up a good point, but I think just like anything else, I would say, for driving, for anything, I think it's a case by case, right? Everybody's different. There are people sharp as a tack that are 95 years old.
Right.
And there are people that lose it when they're 60, 65,
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's case by case. But yeah, I think they have a minimum age limit for president. Why don't they
Well, the
have a
president
maximum?
is different than all these other driving and everything else in the fact that, he's working, he's potentially a 24-hour a day person.
Oh, it's stressful.
He's
It
got to be
is stressful.
cognitively very, very sharp
Yeah.
to be able to reason and do the th and have people around him, which I'm sure Biden does,
Yeah.
has people around him that are unelected and we don't know their name, but they're out there doing most of this work. And I think that's the same for all these presidents. They have, these chiefs of staff and these other people, other underlings that are doing this, and they're making a lot of it's not always getting up to the boss. And that's with everybody, Republican, Democrat, the whole deal.
No,
Everybody's.
I agree 100%. There is no way. I mean, look, I'm just going off the debate. I don't watch a lot of Biden. I don't watch a lot of Trump. They're both in the news. Although for the last 2 weeks or since the debate, you have not seen Trump at all. Have you
That's pretty
noticed?
interesting.
I
Yeah. Oh,
think
yeah.
so too. I mean, he's missing in action, and I think he's just
These people
letting.
running his campaign are smart this time.
I think so too.
Because he does not need to do something that's distracting from this story that's
You
out there
got it.
right now, which is the story.
Yeah.
And I don't know how this story comes out. If you look at the media that is, and majority of the media, the major media in this country, New York Post, Washington Post, I mean, they're at 180 degrees from each other, but the New York Times, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, all of they've been covering up for Biden and his physical situation, just like the media covered up FDR when he was crippled.
With the wheelchair,
they
yeah.
all knew that he couldn't stand. They all knew that that he was in bad shape, but they covered it up, and
yeah.
they didn't do it. And then so this is nothing new for someone doing this, but it's
so
it's not good. I mean, it's all of a sudden for them to act like, you know, that it's, oh my God, it's a revelation.
We didn't know
that he is cognitively, not in great shape. Like, oh my.
Surprise. Right.
It's kind of like that. What's that movie? The thing that said, let's round the Casablanca. Let's round up the usual suspects.
Yeah. No,
because
you're
this is nothing new that he is, been a little bit, he's starting to be a little elderly. And as sure everybody that I know, that age is a little bit elderly.
Sure.
And and if they even make it to that far.
No, you're right 100%. And I guess the play,
and that goes for Trump too. We don't know what goes on with any of these people.
No, you're right.
Really.
My question is, and I like the age limit thing, and I think there should be some of that. I mean, the discussion has to be made. As much as you and I get older, we still should look back and say, okay, look, there is a point in time, one, that I don't want that stressful job that rips me apart physically and mentally, and I don't want that, nor could I do it and stay physically fit. You watch, like you were saying earlier, every one of those presidents come out of office. Like when Obama came out of office, you see how gray his hair was? He wasn't there for a long time, Jimmy. I mean, he was there for quite a while, but he definitely aged.
He got older and his hair got grayer.
And they age faster than you and I because of the stress level.
In certain times they do. Now, if they don't, that means they're letting them sleep and somebody else is calling the shots.
Yeah. I'm not sure Bill Clinton aged.
We've got a lot of stuff going on out there all the time.
Yeah, no doubt.
You see all these people, and I've been watching CNN a lot since the debate, and seeing all these people coming up, there were Clinton advisors and all these people, and they're all throw Joe under the bus.
He's got to go.
He's got to go. So what is that about? I mean, do they think they're going to go and run and get Hillary?
Well,
to run again?
There's a lot of theories.
Or is this Kamala situation? Oof. I don't know of anybody necessarily that wants her.
There's an interesting
she didn't
twist
do
to
anything
the...
in the primaries. Think about 4 years ago. In the primaries, she was one of the first out. Nobody voted for
That's
her
right, yeah.
anywhere in these primaries.
I remember and Tulsi Gabbard ripping her up.
Yeah. And so nothing much has changed in that department.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that want him to quit now so she can become president and she would be the incumbent. And there is a lot of juice that goes along, with the incumbent. If she had a couple of good months, in there, that she would, it would kind of make people not so worried about it.
I also think she gets the, coffer for the reelection fund that he's already got going. And if it's not her, then nobody else gets that,
And then you got Gavin Newsom out there floating around.
Oh, Lord.
Does the country really want to turn into what California is?
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
That's a joke.
Let's go.
That's
yeah.
really something. So I don't think his time has come yet.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure who else is out there. There are people.
Well, and on the flip side.
Governor of Michigan, I don't know much about her other than, than she's a good Democrat, but I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I don't either.
Democrats got a big bench, and so does Republicans. But somehow they ended up with
these
the two. Really two extremes.
Right. And some will say a convicted felon and an old man.
Yeah,
that's what we got. We got, and I'm going to say it: senile old guy and a whatever it is, cognitive lapses and a convicted felon. Those are our two choices.
What about this media, though? There's something rotten in the. Listen, does anyone really think that Biden would have said yes to almost anybody but George Stephanopoulos, who is a Democratic shill of the highest order, please.
You
that
saw,
was supposed to be a rescue mission for Biden.
And
that was
backfired.
Not supposed to be, hanging.
And it didn't work. It didn't work. It was terrible. I mean, I thought Stephanopoulos did an okay job for what he was doing.
No,
but
he was pretty hardball.
I think so. I think so.
Going at him, but that's not how that was supposed to work out.
Yeah.
And then how about this woman in Philadelphia, the host that was given questions by the administration, pre-approved questions. For her interview,
yeah,
and she has resigned. Yeah, you think?
Yeah, bye-bye.
I mean, that I mean, that just, you know, wow, that's in cahoots if there ever was thing.
Well, I mean,
And that goes on more than you think, too,
I
I
was going to
think.
say that you've been in radio and TV for your whole life. I have for now, what, 25 years, and I've gotten questions. I haven't gotten questions. I have gotten, though, where they say, hey, let's say it's, I don't know, Billy Bob Thornton. He just wants to talk about his music. He
No,
doesn't
I had
want
to
to
do
talk
that with
about.
Costner recently. I had to do that with Costner.
Okay.
I couldn't talk about Yellowstone,
Yeah.
and I couldn't talk about his personal life, which is fine because we are there mainly to talk about the movie.
Sure, it's
No
a
restrictions on what
promotion.
you want to
It's a
say
promotion.
about the movie.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, but on some of these things, you know, it's just a.
Here's the thing. I think you're talking about somebody in the entertainment industry that is promoting something that they've created, right? This
Right.
other interview was the president of the United States for information for the American people. It wasn't entertainment. It
It was
wasn't.
meant to be to reassure us that he's okay,
Right.
that he's willing to take the cognitive test, that he's okay. And this all was, but I mean, he's come up with every kind of excuse. He had a bad cold,
Yeah.
dog ate his homework. You know, I mean, it was just,
Yeah.
it's been not good. And then you keep reading things that it's Dr. Jill that's holding him on. I'm not so sure that's true. I think he's a very stubborn guy. He wouldn't have gotten where he was if he wasn't pretty stubborn, and he doesn't believe in the word can't do, you know, and this is impossible. I
Yeah.
think he's big about not believing in things like that.
But it is
So, but these
puzzling.
elites out there, though, Stephen King says, please go, you know,
I saw Michael
and
Moore. Michael
urge
Moore
everybody.
said at one point, what is this? When does this become elderly abuse or something like that? And he's kind of right. I mean, at some point, I mean, if I watch him walk
These
from the
people, you know,
car to
these
the
people do not
plane
want
and
to leave, do not want to lose their Air Force Ones. They don't want to lose, you know, they don't want to live. They're living like somebody that makes, you know, Taylor Swift money, and they like all that, servants and everything, and they don't want to walk away. Why do you want to walk away from that, you know, to whatever you're going to have? And so they're probably out there right now trying to secure him a book deal or kind of documentary, pay him $50 million or something like that,
I know what they're
and
not going to book him in, and that's a speech. They're not, that sounds mean,
no,
but
they'll do anything to
I
get him out of there though.
don't know what
And so be
Jimmy.
looking for some kind of deal in the background, a book deal, a Netflix deal,
Something, yeah.
something, you
Let
know,
me
that's
ask you. I
something
mean,
he can give money to.
your whole life you've covered this kind of stuff, and was it a little unnerving or surprising when all of the news agencies came out right away? They didn't even wait 10 minutes. I mean, it was right away, and they just
Well,
started
it
bashing
was
him.
all right. Let's all of a sudden let's switch now to this camera three, and we none of us know what the camera three is. We just know it's outside, and then the building over across the street is burning up. Well, after that debate was over with, the building across the street was burning up, and you really couldn't say, "Well, it's a nice night outside. I think that's a half moon or a full moon." The building's burning up across the street. Well, you know, it's just going to be a nut sunrise. It's still 4 hours away, and that's all right. The building across the street is burning up. I mean, they couldn't do it. I could tell you what thing we used to say in one thing, but you can't polish a blank
Piece of poop.
piece of poop. It is. I mean, it was a poop, and so you really couldn't call it anything but that. And then momentum started to build,
Oh man, did
and
it. Oh
dog started
no.
chasing its tail, and the sharks were in the water, and they smell blood.
Now, what's the play? I mean, what is the play? You're right about Gavin Newsom.
Well,
That's
the
a
big
bust.
play this week, I mean, this is going to come out. We're taping this on July the 8th, which is a Monday. The big thing for this week is the news conference on Thursday.
Which is?
He's doing a new, he hadn't done a news conference in forever. So that's kind of the last Hail Mary to see if they can see that he's okay. And that's going to be I don't know how they're going to control it. They'll definitely get with all the people who could be the first folks, but I don't know if they're going to cooperate with the White House on that.
Now, when you say news conference, you're not talking about a pre-tape. You're talking about a live
Live news
pool of
conference is what the
reporters.
thing was.
They're going to be sitting down or standing up and asking questions, maybe.
If they start, they got to make it somehow where no one can yell, and and all that stuff, then everybody's in that's going to get high ratings if
Oh, I'll watch it.
you do it, but
I'll
nothing
watch
has
it.
worked so far.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I don't know who the, I mean, the Democratic convention is what, in August? So
No, it's coming sooner than that.
is it? I know the Republicans the
I think the
15th of
Republicans are
July.
first, aren't they?
Yeah, they're July 15th through 18, I think. I'm not sure when the, let me ask. When is the Democratic convention 2024? We'll see what Siri says here. August 19th through 22.
That's late.
So
And then the Republicans are really early, so.
yeah, they're about a month ahead of them. So I mean, what are they, can they trot somebody out at the convention?
Well, it's even more complicated than that, maybe. You've got to be able to change the name on the ballot. And sometimes some states have rules. You can't change the name on the ballot after so and so time. I don't know if we're at the so and so time yet.
So
There's all
possibly.
kinds of issues, of just getting it done and what the deal is. Is he going to be the lame duck through November, or is he just going to give it up now and give it to her, or try to sit down and see if she'll go out quietly and have them both say, we want somebody else beside us too. But he can't control her. He can fire her.
Oh, he can.
Technically, I think you can fire your vice president.
Does he have to appoint somebody else? Can he bring somebody else
Well, I
in?
don't know if he has to. I think he can.
That's
I don't know that he
interesting.
has to.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But I think you can fire the vice president because Nixon, I'm pretty sure he fired Spiro Agnew when he got indicted because he was a president. So,
Interesting. Wow, that's
I mean,
interesting.
there's things that could go on, but I don't think it would go over too well if you fired Kamala.
Yeah, I just can't
But
see. I can't see Biden doing another term, and just I can't, like you said earlier, I just don't see him getting any better. I just see him getting worse. I would guess. I mean, I'm no doctor.
yeah, but right now, and I heard the woman say this on TV yesterday. She said she would vote for Joe Biden if he was in a casket.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I've heard
So
that too.
there's going to be 30% of the Democrats that if Joe was a zombie, they'd vote for
They'll
him.
vote no matter what. Yeah.
There are 30% of the Republicans that if Trump was a zombie, they would vote for him. And those numbers are actually higher than 30%
Yeah,
because
which
that's
is.
just 60%. I think it's more like close to 40 on
Whew.
both sides. So
Wow.
you've got maybe 20% that are wishy-washy independents, 18 to 24 that don't want anybody. And Kennedy has not been a variable, I don't think. He's got 8% allegedly of the vote, but I don't believe that's real.
You
I
know what's
maybe got it.
interesting? You just bringing up that 40% and 40%. We're just throwing that number. We don't know for sure what it is, but
No one does.
if you think about, that's true. If you think about, Trump going through his trials and all that, he gets a felony conviction, right? And so you have the 40% that said, "Well, we don't care. Even though he's got a felony, we don't care."
Right.
Then you have on the other side the other group, the 40% for Biden, who watch him just crash and burn, have just a mental boop, whatever, and they say, "Oh, it doesn't matter. We're still vote for him. We're still vote for him." These
Yeah.
guys, I don't know what they could do to pull off. And I think part of it is there's so much animosity toward Biden from the Trump people, and so much toward Trump from the Biden people, that it doesn't matter what they do. There's no way they're ever going to vote for anybody. I mean, unless it's
Other
a
than there's somebody on their team immediately, and you're not going to bring in a whole bunch of people from either. No, you're not. And so now here we are. We're not quite the middle of July, but we're getting damn close. You're going to have 2 weeks of the Olympics that are starting up pretty soon, and that's going to be weird. That always distracts things
Oh, sure,
for a
yeah.
while and disrupts TV. And France is going through, they just elected hard left,
Yeah, I
and
saw
that could
that.
bring down. And
I
there's
saw
all
that.
kinds of things. They don't know what's going to happen now after the French elections, and they just had an election in England. I don't know that that's going to change anything too much.
Yeah,
But
I watched
all
some of
these
that.
issues are still these issues. And then you've got all these crazy weather stories, like we were talking about at the first, with 120 degree weather, a hurricane that came in. As we speak, there are 2.5 million people without power in Houston,
God, that's
in that area,
crazy. That is
in that part of
crazy.
Texas. And that's a mess. And these people getting roasted out there in the heat. All these things, you know, that we got are serious issues in this country, and we're sitting there, you know, fighting with some silly things about it's not silly whether Biden should be in office. That's actually a pretty serious
Yeah, I agree.
thing.
I agree.
Just, you know, it's just we're just it,
Well, okay, yeah, what library books are in the library as opposed to, you know, your life
yeah.
savings just got drained. By the
Yeah.
way, how you gonna deal with that, right?
But you know, you just back to the media here. This Drudge guy, you know, I used to enjoy that. I now look at it, but it's you know, it's kind of it's on the thing to dump Biden. They're on
Wow.
board,
Everybody is.
no
That's why
doubt.
it's so strange to me.
Yeah.
It went from 0 to 100 like that. And everybody was, yep, he's got to go now. He was doing fine 6 months ago. Everybody was fine,
You
you
hear
know.
some of the Democrats though, and what they're saying, you know, I mean, their hate for Trump is really deep, and they're very sensational in their comments about him, though.
Interesting.
You know, it's just I don't want to
Interesting.
repeat them. They're very, very wacky.
Yeah.
But anyway,
Boy, you
it's
know,
just we live in a strange time. It's just all I gotta say.
well, we were talking about being rude and going right from 0 to 100 and bashing
Yeah.
in the car and all that. Maybe it's all of this stuff that we have to think about all the time. Maybe it's all the stress and the anxiety from all of the things that are going on and
Yeah,
being,
because people have such a lack of control
yeah,
about
of
their
all of it.
life,
Yeah.
and maybe they think the only can they can rely on is themselves.
Wow.
And so, if I want to get gasoline and show my boyfriend my rage, I
Yeah.
can because I can control that.
Wow, Jimmy,
So
that's a mindful of things to think about right there. It really
it
is,
is.
but you might have hit it right on the head, as you always do. And it's always a blast to do this every week. And folks, we hope you enjoy it. This one's for you, Ted. It's extra long. We went 40 minutes plus. So give him
All
something
right,
to
Ted,
listen
I'll be
to.
happy.
He'll be happy about that. Till next week, I'm Derek Walker. He is.
I'm Jimmy Carter.
Good
Good day.
day.